someone who could help us when it comes to taking our cat to the vet, because coming up on August 22nd is Take Your Cat to the Vet Day. We have with us veterinarian Dr. Natalie Marks. Dr. Marks, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I used to have three cats that I would take to the vet all at the same time. What kind of crazy person am I?
You're not crazy. That's wonderful. You're a great cat dad.
Yeah. And, of course, a lot of times people think cats are a little more, you know, they can take care of themselves. They're outside. They bring them in. Talk a little bit about the reason we, you know, the responsibility of taking cats to the vet and what we're doing when we take them there.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, a lot of us historically have believed a lot of the myths, you know, that cats don't need to see the vet every year. The cats will show us when they're sick. Cats are very stoic, and they hide disease. So it's really hard sometimes to tell when a cat is not feeling well until it's too late, which is why it's very important to have annual checkups. And that's what part of this campaign sponsored by Royal Canin is about, is getting people to really understand, take your cat to the vet every year. It's very important to have those wellness exams and screenings so we can keep them healthy and happy for as long as possible.
My dog trips to the vet always inquire, you know, usually because there's shots that needed like that. What's sort of the immunizations that's involved with cats these days?
Yeah, so very similar to dogs in that we're protecting against rabies and some of the upper respiratory viruses. But vaccines are just one component of that exam. So we're talking about with you or other cat parents about how things are going at home, what you're noticing, and then doing a lot of physical exam strategies to make sure that we're checking for any kind of dental disease or issues with their heart and lungs and, of course, their belly, their coat. And also doing, like I said, some diagnostic screening, checking their blood work, checking their blood pressure, checking their stool exams, making sure that overall they're as healthy on the outside as they are on the inside.
When I was taking my cats in the early time, it was at the very beginning of the understanding of feline leukemia and that.
Yes.
Where is that right now as far as treatments and things like that?
Well, unfortunately, there aren't any effective treatments for feline leukemia yet. There are vaccination strategies, which are very important if your cat is one of those individuals that is at risk, and that's something to talk to your veterinarian about because that's a once-a-year vaccine. Unfortunately, though, that virus at this time still has no treatment. But, again, so important to be taking your cat to the vet every year because that's one of the things you'll want to talk about is your worry or risk factors if your cat is going outside or has access to other unvaccinated cats.
What's the best way to get your cat to the vet?
Well, it all starts at home first. So the most important thing is to leave your cat carrier out at all times. And I joke it should be part of your furniture. It doesn't have to be the coffee table, but it should be something that cat sees every day. So leaving the carrier open, putting yummy treats, a nice fleece blanket in there, and using things like pheromones, which are calming wipes or sprays, so that they have a positive association with a cat carrier, not a stressful trigger when they see it.
And then I guess once we take the cat and maybe the cat's comfortable enough to get into the carrier, what about transporting the cats? I know dogs like to go for rides. What are cats' cats' attitudes about getting in a vehicle and going somewhere?
Well, that can be stressful, too, especially if you haven't prepared. But having those pheromone wipes in your car to, again, have a calming presence. And cats love music, so playing classical or even reggae will help that be a smooth ride.
Where did they
reggae.
Yeah, we want to know
That's
about
right.
Well, a little catnip, some reggae, yeah, we're all set, ready for the
You'll,
ride.
Yeah, everyone today. Will have a great experience coming. That's right.
When we bring our cats to the vet, then, what other questions should we be bringing with us? Or what ideas, what should we do to be an interactive part of this exam, I guess?
Yeah, so your veterinarian will be asking questions at home, like how is your cat using the litter box? What is your cat eating? You know, nutrition is so important to a cat's well-being and feeding a good quality diet like Royal Canin, where they have diets for all life stages and even diseases to help treat. You'll want to make sure you're telling your veterinarian what you're feeding and how much, and also how your house is set up. So cats really have very specific needs at home. They like high spaces. You need to have a litter box per cat plus one to make sure everyone has their own territory. And we're not feeding our cats anywhere near the litter boxes, and they need to have a scratching outlet so that they can do their natural play behavior.
Cats get affected by ticks. I know dogs are involved. You know, that's a tough thing. Is that something that cats seem to be a part of, or are they not really get affected too much by that?
No, they can be. If they're in areas where ticks are and they're not on preventatives monthly, they absolutely can be affected by ticks.
All right. Again, August 22nd is Take Your Cat to the Vet Day. Of course, make an appointment. Every vet doesn't want to have a line of cats out there.
No, we would love that if that happened. But I want to tell your listeners about a great contest nationally starting.
Yes.
If you take a picture of your cat at the vet and put it on your social media at hashtag cat2vet, that's cat, the number 2 vet, you can be entered into a contest to win a free year supply of cat food from Royal Canin and a lot of great other prizes, as well as getting your clinic entered into this contest so they can get some cat makeovers as well. So it's a great contest for cat parents and for the community.
And how do they find out where's more information on that?
Yeah, royalcanin.com/cat2vet. And again, that's cat, the number 2 vet.
Sounds great. Dr. Marks, we appreciate your time and getting the good word out about our feline friends.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks.